You're listening to the Core Factors audio library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research. This piece is titled, Working Together, Using Social Dynamics to Make Collaboration Easier. The following narration preserves the original content and intent of the written article.
Working Together, Using Social Dynamics to Make Collaboration Easier. Collaboration is essential and often exhausting. Collaboration is essential to modern work, yet for many teams, it has become unexpectedly exhausting. Workers are spending more time than ever exchanging messages, attending meetings, and coordinating work across functions. And while organizations continue to emphasize collaboration, many employees feel their collaborative efforts drain more energy than they create. Teams want to collaborate well, but what they often lack is a shared understanding of how people naturally engage with others and how those tendencies influence the flow of work. Social Dynamics provides this understanding by describing innate patterns of acting and interacting. It helps teams collaborate in ways that are energizing rather than depleting. Why collaboration feels harder than it should. Collaboration becomes draining when people interact in ways that unintentionally create friction. This friction comes from small but predictable differences in how individuals approach problems, communicate, and participate. Someone may jump into action, while someone else prefers planning. One team member may express ideas energetically, while another processes internally. Someone may want to involve others early, while someone else prefers to refine ideas independently first. These differences reflect natural patterns that can support one another when understood, or strain one another when ignored. Many collaboration challenges arise because these patterns collide without explanation. These collisions lead to inefficiencies, repeated conversations, emotional fatigue, and avoidable misunderstandings. When patterns remain invisible, collaboration becomes more taxing than it needs to be. The behavioral patterns behind collaboration. Social Dynamics identifies four natural patterns of how people interact with others: mover, mapper, involver, and integrator. Each brings distinct strengths to collaboration, along with predictable challenges when working across patterns. The four social dynamic styles. Mover, energizing progress. Movers drive momentum. They help teams get started, make decisions, and maintain action. Their collaborative energy is forward-focused, and they contribute most when direction or acceleration is needed. When misunderstood, movers may appear rushed or overly direct, especially to teammates who prefer more reflection. Involver, building engagement. Involvers encourage participation and shared enthusiasm. They help generate ideas and sustain energy through interaction. Their strength lies in creating buy-in and connection. When misunderstood, involvers may seem unfocused or unrealistic, particularly to teammates seeking structure, closure, or efficiency. Mapper, creating structure. Mappers bring clarity, organization, and coordination. They help define goals, roles, and steps. Their contribution provides stability and focus. When misunderstood, mappers may seem overly cautious or detailed to teammates who prefer spontaneity. Integrator, raising quality. Integrators offer refinement, insight, and alignment. They think deeply and help teams avoid mistakes. Their strength is thoughtful synthesis. When misunderstood, integrators may appear slow or hesitant to those who value fast movement. These patterns represent different ways of contributing to collaboration. When teams understand and value them, collaboration becomes easier and more effective. Why collaboration breaks down when patterns aren't named. Miscommunication is the most common result of unspoken behavioral differences. Without a shared language, teams fill in the gaps with assumptions. A mover's directness may be interpreted as pressure. A mapper's questions may sound like objections. An involver's enthusiasm may feel distracting. An integrator's caution may seem like resistance. These interpretations are rarely accurate, yet they shape reactions and increase emotional strain. Collaboration overload intensifies these dynamics. As teams meet more often and communicate across more channels, collaboration without pattern awareness becomes increasingly draining. How Social Dynamics makes collaboration easier and more sustainable. Social Dynamics brings clarity to what often feels confusing, helping teams collaborate with greater accuracy, less effort, and more respect. helping teams interpret each other accurately. Understanding patterns allows teams to decode behavior more accurately. Questions become requests for clarity. Brainstorming becomes engagement. Quick decisions become momentum. When intent is understood, communication becomes constructive and less emotionally taxing. Reducing the volume of communication needed. When teams know what information each pattern needs, communication becomes more precise. Fewer conversations need to be revisited or clarified. This reduces collaboration overload and unnecessary repetition. Balancing strengths for better outcomes. Each pattern contributes something essential. Social dynamics helps teams draw on the right strengths at the right time, turning collaboration into coordination rather than collision. Supporting psychological safety through predictability. Predictability reduces stress. When people know how others approach collaboration, they feel safer speaking up, asking questions, and raising concerns. Understanding paired with predictability creates a healthier environment for collaboration. Practical ways teams can use social dynamics right away. Teams can apply social dynamics immediately through simple practices. 1. Define the purpose of collaboration. Ask, are we generating ideas? Are we deciding? Are we refining? Are we clarifying? Clear purpose prevents mismatched expectations. 2. Invite contributions based on natural strengths. Movers help initiate action. Mappers organize ideas and next steps. Involvers energize discussion. Integrators strengthen depth and quality. This ensures all contributions are used intentionally. 3. Adjust communication to the receiver. Ask, do you want a brief overview or a structured plan? Do you want to talk through ideas or reflect first? Small adjustments reduce fatigue and increase clarity. 4. Set clear collaboration boundaries. Clarify who needs to be involved, how decisions are made, and when discussion ends and execution begins. Boundaries reduce unnecessary involvement and wasted energy. 5. Check in on energy and engagement. Ask, is our collaboration energizing or draining right now? Do we need to adjust how we're working together? Regular check-ins protect well-being and momentum. Collaboration should multiply energy, not drain it. Collaboration becomes exhausting when behavioral differences remain invisible. When teams understand the social dynamics patterns shaping interaction, collaboration becomes clearer, smoother, and far more energizing. Teams do not need to eliminate differences to collaborate well. They need to recognize and work with them. Social dynamics provides the clarity that helps teams work together with greater ease, stronger alignment, and less strain.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article. You can explore the full written version and additional resources at corefactors.com.